A social distancing tip.
Keeping your distance from others is important in slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are some fun things to do alone. Read a book, take a walk, unpack your suitcase from that trip you took last September, paint a self-portrait, catch up on a TV series, do a puzzle. Remember, we should all stay home to lower the risk for everyone. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council. A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Wonderfully evil stuff for you there. The Rayman with Evil Ann. And we heard 976 Evil by Genki Genki Panic. And let's see, good, the Between Good and the Evil. That was M-E-Z. And that was a tribute to Twin Peaks. So that was, it's from Sounds from the Black Lounge. Yeah. But nice, beautiful. Yeah. Mm-hmm. From the album Voodoo in America. And that was Muddy Waters with his tune Evil. Not to be confused with the Willie Dixon one. No, the Howlin' Wolf one that Willie Dixon wrote. We're going to be playing that later. Another bit of a soul-y number there. Stevie Wonder. Nice big production. His version, his song, Evil. And that was from like 72. You listen to Zombo right here in your brain. And it is the show called Dualities. So this show is all evil. The other show is going to be all good. So the shows air Thursdays right here on this radio station. 2 p.m. to 5. And then Fridays 10 a.m. to 1. So if you listen Thursday, you'll hear the one thing. If you listen Friday, you'll hear the other thing. And we're going to do all the duality shows while I'm in the underground bunker, getting a radio into your brain the best way I know how. Mm-hmm. You can also catch out some of my shows at WBCQ, The Planet, a shortwave radio. Very nice. Hello. And also at RadioCrown.com. I haven't got any new shows in the Radio Crown, but I did like 60 hours of shows. And then I did a bunch of my older, really old shows. Edited them down so they have access to play that whenever. And then also you can get all the Zombo in your brain you need at ZomboCo.com. And there's a link to all the download and listen to all these shows till it makes you sick. Here's Al Saxon with Evil Eye in your brain, RCT, Pittsburgh.
Spell, keep that love potion far away from little me. It does the job too well. Evil eye, do you have to stare at me that way? Fixing me with that look. If I fell for your charms, it'd be the devil to pay. It's best I hadn't parted. Trouble, what you're stirring up in me? Feel emotion from that potion. Witch's brew is getting through. Stand back and let me go. Evil eye, now you're turning on your powerful gaze. Nothing that you won't try. You got hopes, I'll give up and give him one of these days. Boil and bubble, toil and trouble.
try. You've got hopes, I'll give up and give him one of these days. Evil eyes. You've got hopes, I'll give up and give him
one. I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. Call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCC Pittsburgh. This is a show called Viva La Mock. My name is Paul. People call me the Mockster, and thank you for hanging in there and listening. We're at that point of the day, the evening, the hour, where we do a thing called the Mock. We take a word, artist, performer, some sort of theme, and play a bunch of cover songs or tribute songs or something that relates to what I'm calling the Mock. Before I get into the Mock, I do want to remind you that Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, they're located in Millvale, and they're open 7 days a week. They provide new and used records, it's in their name, and CDs. You know, from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all those stops in between. Now, here's the deal. They pay for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big, no collection too small. You can visit them in Millvale or call them up at 412-821-8484. That is family-owned and operated Attic Records in Millvale. All right, sorry, I just jumped right into my background music because I didn't tell you who my mock theme was. It's Dwight Yoakam. Dwight Yoakam going underneath the mock light tonight. So I've got a half dozen songs Dwight wrote. Some other people decided to cover. So I'm going to start everything off with a cover of Please, Please, Baby by Big Kitty and the Scaredy Cats. It's the Viva La Mock radio program.
Please, please, baby. Shining hair, yeah, she had my baby, caused me to care, and coldly she left me to suffer and cry. Yeah, she wore red dresses and told such sweet lies. Thank you.
but he took her away. On my knees like a madman, for vengeance I pray. Till the pain and the anger destroyed my weak mind. Yes, she wore red dresses and left the wounded behind. Till I found them, then I cursed at the sight of their sleeping shadows in the cold neon light. And in the dark morning hour, I placed the gun to her head. Yeah, she wore red dresses, but now she lay dead.
The pocket of a clown, is a sad place to hang around. Just watching smiles turn into frowns. Inside the pocket of a clown, inside the heartache of a fool, you learn things they don't teach in school. Lessons there can be real cruel. Inside the heartache of a fool, a hollow lies and make it thick in the sky. As a little drops of truth fall from your
fall from your eyes.
inside a memory from the past. Lives every love that didn't last. Sweet dreams can stop to fade real fast. Inside a memory from the past. Sad place to hang around. Inside the pocket of a clown. Inside the pocket of a clown.
When we lay these birds. soul from the cold dark ground. If you ever get south of Cincinnati, down where the dogwood trees grow, if you ever so long ago, if you ever get south of the Ohio River, down where Dixieland begins, if you ever get south of Cincinnati, pages of her Bible, and a rose pressed inside the Book of Luke. For 14 years she'd write each day, but keep it hidden. Refused to even speak his name, but still she wrote. If you ever get south, down where the dogwood trees grow, if you ever get south of the Mason Dixon to the home where you left so long ago, if you ever get south of the Ohio
felt that that version was almost made for Freakwater. That song, I should say, was made for Freakwater. Sorry, I don't know what I'm doing right now. South of Cincinnati, wrapping up a Dwight Yoakam mock here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Freakwater put it out originally as a single. Before the Freak Water, Gillian Welch and David Rawlings doing Dwight Yoakam's Miner's Prayer. Played Raul Malo in there from his After Hours album with Pocket of a Clown. Cracker, they put out that Countrysides album, which was a bunch of country covers, and they threw a Dwight Yoakam song. In fact, they threw the one that's in the background, Buenas Noches from a Lonely Room. So I played the Cracker version of that. Rosie Flores in there gave us If There Was a Way from the Simple Case of the Blues, and start off the entire mock with Big Kitty and the Scaredy Cats doing their version of Please, Please, Baby. That was a Dwight Yoakam mock here on the Viva La Mock radio program. And you know what? No matter when you roll out of bed, whiskey before breakfast will suit your every need. What? Yes, I'm talking about Mando Richard doing the most eclectic folk radio show in Pittsburgh. It's called Whiskey Before Breakfast, and it's right here on WRCT. Each week, the show kicks off with a liquored up side of the family. And it wraps up on the gospel side. And in between, you'll actually hear a mix of old favorites and new releases from all over that quote-unquote folk spectrum. Yeah, it's not your grandpa's folk show. Unless, of course, Mando Richard's your grandpa. I mean, I guess that could make it your grandpa's folk show. But it's Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mando Richard each and every Wednesday morning at 11 a.m. right here on WRCT. And Thursdays, there's an encore presentation of the program. So Thursday morning, you can tune in and listen to more Whiskey Before Breakfast. You know what? I got another great announcement to get to you, and then we'll get back into some more music here on 883 FM WRCT Pittsburgh.
We all make choices about alcohol. Kids make choices whether to drink or not.
Bye, Dad. Remember, I'm going to Alex's party tonight and sleeping over.
Hey, Em, remind me about that party again?
And adults make choices whether to talk about it. That's true of parents and every other trusted adult in a kid's life. Kids want to know our expectations, and they want honest answers in everyday conversations. So talk with your kids and help lead them on a positive path. Because when you talk, they hear you. Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Let's get back into the music, but I got to tell you a little story as I get into this next song, because I was in a record store today, a store that had vinyl records, and I was looking through and flipping through, and I found this album, this very album, maybe not the one I'm playing, because I'm playing my version, for $75. It was used. Wow! Came out in 1989. It's The Burning World by the band The Swans. Let's take a listen here on Viva La Mock.
I'm not afraid to
Dean Wareham's first output post Galaxy 500, the Luna Park album. That's Luna with Slasher Tires. Before the Luna, how about some Radiohead? Went back old school. Can we go old school on this? Literally, it's like almost 30 years old, so I guess we are. Pablo Honey was the name of the album. That was Radiohead with Stop Whispering. Also played some Elliott Smith in there from the XO album. We are right around the anniversary of his tragic passing, which still, to me, I'm very skeptical about the details of how he passed. But Waltz number 2 from Elliott Smith. Swans started off the entire set from the Burning World album with their version of Blind Faith's Can't Find My Way Home. Now, I'm going to tell you, I told you when I started it, because I'm still, my mind is blown. In a record store today, looking through vinyl, came across it used, and they were asking $75 for it. I don't know. I don't even know what to say to that. I will say that we've got 11 minutes before this program's over, so let's get into a couple more songs to wrap up what we call the Viva Lamach Radio Show. I appreciate you listening. Send me a request at wrctrequest@gmail.com for a future show.
I am on the beach looking for the thief that stole my heart from under me. Let it drift to sea. Savior in a brand new car, shining like a star. We'll be right back.
gave us a number, and Jerry gave us a place to stay, and Billy got a hold of a van, and man, we moved in the very next day to 2541. Big windows to let in the sun. 2541. Well, I put down the money and I picked up the keys. Had to keep the stove on all night long so the mice wouldn't freeze. You put our names on the mailbox, and I put everything else in the past. It was the first place we had to ourselves. I didn't know it would be the last. 2541. Well, things are so much different now. I'd say the situation's reversed. And it'll probably not be the last time I have to be out by the first. 2541.
Grant Hart wrapping up that set of music, short set of music, but still a great set of music, right? Right? 2541 here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Tell you some stories about that song, or a story about that song. And that's that song is a breakup song, is it not? Is it not? Wow. It's this like really heartfelt breakup song, but it's not a relationship breakup traditional, because it's about the band breaking up. Yeah, it's about Husker Du. Yeah, Grant Hart was in Husker Du, if you didn't know that. So let's Grandpa's got to tell you about this. Grant Hart was in the band Husker Du. You should look up the Huskers and the Dews and learn more about that as well. But love that song. Song falls on the Mocksters like top, at least top 100 singles of all time as far as songs go. maybe not singles, but just songs, top 100 songs. Another song in that top 100 is from that Junior Citizen album that the Poster Children put out back in the early 1990s, and He's My Star. Love that song. See, I play songs I love, and hopefully you will love them or embrace them or learn about them so that I can just pass a little something on to you. Anyway, we're wrapping up this radio program. We're wrapping up the hour. I got to remind you that don't forget on Saturdays from noon to 3, you can hear a little program we call Radio 9. Jay Thurber is your host. He does this mix of old songs and new songs, and then he like throws in some snark. He calls it snark. I call it funny. It's fun stuff. It's Radio 9 from noon to 3 here on your independent freeform radio station, 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh. Hey, don't forget, you can reach out to me and say, hey, Moxter, I got a song I want to hear on a future show, your next show. I'm like, what song is it? Well, I don't know. You've got to email me. WRCTRequest@gmail.com is the way to make that happen.
For those of you concerned with your health and the new USDA organic product standards, WRCT Pittsburgh would like to inform you that all our DJs are genetically modified to bring you best music.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
Many things to talk about in this first portion of today's Friday show. First, I want to follow up on a story from earlier this week. Earlier this week, we talked about a former Fox News host, Bill O'Reilly, absolutely losing it at an airport, treating JetBlue employees terribly because their flight to Turks and Caicos was running very, very late. Well, the man who supports the party of personal responsibility and supports taking responsibility and holding people accountable for their actions, he says, really, this is Biden's problem. And it's because of Biden that he flipped out on a worker at the airport. As a reminder, let's start with the original clip. This is Bill O'Reilly at JetBlue in JFK Airport, threatening to get a worker fired and demanding his name and aggressively leaning towards the guy and all of it.
Season. It's Bill O'Reilly.
You guys contact
Bill O'Reilly on Fox 5. He wants to see a manager.
No, what you're going to do. He's 3 hours late now.
Listen, flight delays suck. It's not the gate agent's fault, like I said. You don't treat people like this. And now he starts with the threatening for losing your job.
You're going to find out. You're looking at him.
You're going to lose your job. So anyway, that was the incident, and now we have an explanation from Bill O'Reilly, and he's blaming Biden. I don't know, guys. Maybe there's something to it. Bill O'Reilly says it's Biden's fault he threw a fit, and the statement is, on Tuesday, O'Reilly tweeted, the character assassins on social media are completely lying about my interaction with a JetBlue guy who misled passengers during a five-hour delay. I expected this. Speaking to Mediaite, O'Reilly acknowledged that he handled the situation poorly and could have used different words, but refused to apologize. He claimed numerous people recognized him and they started asking him about the holdup. He almost became like a union rep, guys. Oh, Bill O'Reilly was just speaking for the people. That's what was going on. He insisted the heat on him is a distraction from the real story, which is that JetBlue is subpar. The story is JetBlue can't get their flights off the ground. It was crazy in the terminal. For some reason, the Biden administration is not big on solving problems, and this is a huge problem. How this has to do with Joe Biden, I truly have no idea. And the story here, remember, there's two stories here. One story is they say they're all about personal responsibility. When they do something, when they choose to behave a certain way, and it's horrible and they get called out, they blame somebody else. And of course, secondly, it's they always insist in political discussions, you must state your principles. Give me your list of principles here. And one of the principles is personal responsibility. As soon as the principles are inconvenient, they ignore the principles. They abandon the principles. And that's the way it works. And as I said before, and I'll say it again,